One of the principles of the mindfulness practice that we teach is the idea that everything can be included in mindfulness, in awareness. And it's because everything can be included that we can be free. If you can be aware, mindful of something, then it's possible to be free of it at the same time. There's something about the clear recognition, the clear presence, the clear witnessing, seeing, recognizing, that there's a freedom in that. And so everything that occurs to us can be held in that awareness of freedom. So nothing is left out. And part of the process of waking up is to be inclusive of all that we are. Sometimes I've thought about it that we're like a light bulb that's gotten really, really dirty. And so you turn on the light and no light comes out because it's so dirty. But then we start practicing, and first we manage to get a little piece of it clean, and light shines out in one direction, little beam. And then we keep cleaning, and then more and more of the light bulb shines. First it's only towards the east, and then eventually do more to the south, and the west and the north directions, and then downwards and upwards. When the light is completely clean, the bulb is completely clean, it radiates in all directions. So our light, our inner light of awareness, we sit to include everything, to let it shine from within, outwards to everything. Everything's included. And what is it like to be able to sit here as if you're in the center of all things? That some center inside of you is a center of the universe. And from which, from that stillness inside, still, quiet, spacious space, your light bulb can shine on all things equally. Whatever arises can be seen, can be known, can be recognized with the lightest of touches, not for or against, just known. Just known. Whatever comes into awareness, that's the thing to just know. mindfulness practice uses the simplest form of knowing, of simple awareness of what's happening, simple knowing of what's happening. And there's in the simplicity of it, it's kind of, there's a kind of purity. Because there's nothing impure. There's a kind of forgiveness because there's no blame. There's a kind of love because there's no hate. There's a kind of respect because there's no disrespect. There's a kind of contentment because there's no discontent. There's a kind of peace and freedom because there's no agitation or clinging. In the absence of all these afflictions, the simple knowing can have these wonderfully rich qualities. It's as if the goodness of who we are can shine through in the simplicity of knowing, of being aware. As you go to sleep tonight, you might lay there and see how simple you can be in laying there. With the simplest of thoughts, simplest of knowing. And see if you can lay there with contentment. Contentment of a day well spent. I know it doesn't always feel that way for struggling in the practice. But it is. So you've been involved in one of the best things a person can do, even in your struggles. To practice, to try to wake up, be mindful, be present, to really kind of contend and work with what's inside of us, is a very significant and meaningful endeavor. Today is a day well spent, in spite of what you might think. So you might, as you lay there, in your simple knowing of the moment, see if you can let there be contentment. And in that contentment, may you fall asleep peacefully, or lay there awake peacefully. And may you wake up peacefully. I hope you sleep well.